Welcome in, everyone. As we progress along our fitness journeys, we'll need to add new things and continue to challenge ourselves. You likely will start fitness at the beginning with increasing your daily movements, walking more, stretching, and other tasks that you can begin today. You'll commit more time to them, you'll work on these more, and you'll find ways to up the intensity level of doing them. And then resistance training or weight training should be soon to follow. So how do we introduce resistance training into our lifestyle? And what are the best ways to go about it? Today we'll talk about how resistance training is different than cardio, why resistance training is so important to bring into your fitness, and the important things to focus on when you're getting started. And at the end of the episode today, we're going to bust a quick myth. This time we're looking at weight gain versus fat gain. Are they the same things? How are they different? And why is it important to understand the difference? I'm Phil.
And I'm Brandon. And our goal is to help you make a positive impact on your fitness and overall health by giving you small, simple actions you can take right now. Health might look different for everybody, but it is for everybody.
Subscribe to Simplish Fitness and join as we tackle the questions you are asking yourself too.
How do you want to banter?
I could tell you about my recent change from years of past where I now care about gas prices. And let me tell you, I don't...
So much so that you're like sending me pictures like, woohoo, we made it under $3.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thing, right? I have always, and I still maintain the belief that I don't want to drive out of my way to get a few cents better on gas. That doesn't logically make sense to me. So yeah. So if it's 5 cents cheaper in one place, where most people would say like a 5 cent difference is probably considered a reasonably large difference from one gas station to the next. But I don't. Okay, so get that out of the way. I'm not that worried about how much I'm paying for gas. But I do, over the last year or two, have began realizing that I enjoy following the gas prices. It's such an old man thing to do. As I'm getting older, like I just like to see, like now I notice. And I'm like, oh, look, I just sent you a text earlier today. It's like, we just got under $3 for the first time in quite a while. We had gotten up close to like $5, if not $5 it peaked at. I don't remember exactly. But I've been watching it slowly fall down. So now we're under $3.
I finally got my truck
but
fixed.
Regardless, that's not...
That was...
Oh, yeah? That's good.
Yeah. Speaking of gas and stuff.
What was wrong with it?
A computer chip thing that took 15 minutes to replace and is a $600 part.
Yeah. Yeah, so computer chips. Yeah, I love those.
No, I hate them.
You should have just brought it over to me. I could have fixed it for you.
I mean, I fixed it myself. Took me all of 15 minutes. Luna sat in the car, like, going on an adventure. She kept saying, we're going to go to the mountain. It was really fun.
Nice. Okay.
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
So today we are going to discuss weightlifting, but kind of like how you get...
I don't want to talk...
Not into like this conversation?
Nope.
Let's just talk about stretching more then. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, but why not? We're just trying to find something to enjoy.
I love stretching. Mostly the feeling of it and the lengthening of all my muscles.
Yeah. No, what else is there to love about it other than those things?
It's so much to love.
We're talking about weightlifting.
I love it. I love it.
So specifically, we're going to kind of discuss like, you know, what kind of things you need to consider when you're getting into weightlifting. So real quick, we can just give a couple of thoughts on why this is worth getting into. Mm-hmm. You know, we've hidden like exercises a whole lot and what the benefits are from that. And I would say that weightlifting not only encompasses all those same benefits, right? Of anti-aging and, you know, firing on your thinking cells a little better, right? Helping your brain be a little more clear, all those same stuff you get from any exercise. But the gains you get from actually developing muscle strength and from bone density that comes from working on your muscles and stuff like that can be even a little bit greater than just walking, right? Everyone should start with walking. That's a great place to start, but everyone should look towards doing some resistance training as well as they start to, you know, want to develop and improve and get to the next level. What do you say?
I wholeheartedly agree with you. Yeah, I think in the context of calling it resistance training,
resistance training just means anything you do that's adding resistance to you. So a push-up is resistance training, right? Gravity is resisting you pushing your body away from the floor. Weightlifting is another form of resistance training. Doing the walking will help you start to build up some strength. It'll help you build up strength in your knees and your legs and your feet, but there's a pretty quick plateau to like building up any sort of strength. When we talk about strength, it is something that naturally declines as you age. So really the biggest benefit to lifting weights and to moving forward with resistance training is not just that you are getting stronger now, but that you're giving your body the ability to maintain strength as you age. So the idea of being able to get off the toilet when you're 80 years old, that gets easier when you're doing resistance training, right? Walking in and of itself is not going to keep you off, you know, it's not going to keep that strength going as you age. So the biggest benefit is that aging thing. However, we don't really, I don't know about you, but when I'm working out, I'm not really thinking about me at 80. I'm thinking about me right now. And so that goes into the other benefits that you were talking about, of the cognitive benefits that you get from doing it, the muscle building and the bone density. All of those things help your body feel better now. Adding strength to your body helps your body feel better, helps you move better, helps you go about your day better. And so there are a lot of short-term and a lot of long-term benefits.
Yeah, go ahead.
I already stopped.
Yeah, one other.
But if you really want me to cut. Just kidding. Sorry. I just really wanted to cut you off again.
I knew that was coming. So when you did it, I just stopped talking. So that,
dang it.
You know, you just seem like an idiot. You're like, man, he didn't bite again. But I did bite. I just didn't bite twice on top of that. I didn't double bite. I didn't try and keep talking through your interruption. Does that make sense? That's called a double bite.
No. You heard it here I can't even talk. You heard it here first. Anyway. maybe I should slow down with this wine.
Yeah.
Do you think it sounded like I was peeing in a cup whenever I was pouring that wine?
No, I mean, it did. That's what I mean, like, yeah.
No, I was just pouring some wine. That's all I was doing.
Okay, how about this thought? And I've heard this before, that weight training by way of exercising larger muscle groups than walking or stretching and those kind of things can also burn more calories per exercise or per workout session. Is there any truth to that as being another immediate benefit of it?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say I walked for 30 minutes, or I even jogged for 30 minutes. If I did a 30-minute session of a muscle-building activity, then I would burn more calories in the same amount of time.
Because you're exercising larger muscle groups. Is that the reason? That's what I've always understood to be the reason.
And it just takes more for your body to build muscle than it does to pump your heart, right? Cardiovascular, heart.
Got it.
What it's doing is pumping blood throughout your body, right? So it's getting your heart to work. And like we said, there is some muscle strengthening benefits to that. But for the most part, it's just that activity. So when you're burning calories, you're burning them during the activity. And then once your heart comes back to resting rate, then you stop burning those calories, right? Your quote-unquote exercise calories. Now, we've already talked about there's like your just normal bodily functions are burning calories. That's actually most of the calories you burn. And then there's the neat calories, so neat. Or we started calling them knee calories, NEA.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because neat stands for, go ahead. What does it stand for?
Non-exercise activity, thermogenesis.
There you go.
And you wanted to take off the thermogenesis. And we just said
you don't really need you don't really need the word thermogenesis. You can just see non-exercise activity.
Yes.
So, yeah, so our knee.
So our knee.
That's the next phase of calorie burning.
Yeah. And then there's the exercise burn. Now, the benefit of strength building or muscle building work is that you actually continue building, or sorry, you do continue building. You continue burning calories while your body is working harder to build and repair the muscle that you were just using.
Exactly. So
we're leaving that on there.
What? Did you hear that? Yeah. I was definitely trying to let that out gently, but it kind of made noise anyway.
You have a mute button, man.
I just thought I could let it out silently. It wasn't an issue.
It's just disgusting. Just kidding. It's totally fine. Yeah, it's a normal bodily function, Phil. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Anyway, like I said, I thought about muting, and then I was like, no, it'll be fine. I'll be able to let it out silently. And yeah. I'm by myself over here. There's no harm in letting it out silently. But then it didn't be. It wasn't silent.
No. So did everyone else. Okay.
So the other thousands of people listening to this podcast. Okay, yeah. So we've talked about it a bunch before. Now, if you're not doing anything, there's nothing better than you can do than just start walking, right? We're not saying skip walking. We're just saying this is the next thing. This, you know, you mm-hmm. work on walking, you kind of get some there, and then when you're ready to go to the next step, you start with some resistance training where it's not negating the walking. That's the most beneficial thing you can do if you're not doing anything right now. This is where you're going to the next phase. All right. So tell us where do you start? What's the first thing you do when you're ready to start and get in some weight training?
So the first place you want to start is with body weight movement. So like I already mentioned push-ups earlier. Even starting with push-ups sometimes for some people is too high to start. I have a lot of clients that we do what I call a modified push-up, that they are at an angle where their body and their head is higher than their feet. So think of push-up where you're, you know, horizontal, you're like parallel with the ground. Now raise your chest up on something, so a couch or I don't know what else we do, like a bar,
a chair,
or a box,
a
or
bar, yeah, anything,
chair, yeah, things, anything. So raising yourself up, the higher, the closer you are to standing, the easier a push-up is, right? If you're pushing yourself away from a wall, that's the least amount of gravity. The lower your head gets, the harder the push-up gets. Starting with that, body weight movements, and really dialing in, there's like a core four movements. There's a push, which is like the push-up movement. There's a pull, which is like a pull-up or pulling something straight towards you. There's a lower body hinge, where you hinge at your hips. That's like commonly people hear about like a deadlift or a RDL or things like that. That's the hinge movement. And then a squat movement that's more knee dominant, and it's most everyone knows what a squat is, but you know, drop it like it's hot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's makes squat. Perfect sense.
Yeah, I know that's the kind of music you listen to, so I wanted to put it in the correct context terms for you.
Thank you. Yes, now I know what you mean.
Yeah. So learning those core four movements, learning how to do those right, learning how to do them with just body weight first, and then starting to add weight. And it's like you progress from body weight to lightweight to heavier weight. You are building muscle, you're building strength at each level, but the obvious thing that I'm going to state here is the more weight you're using, the quicker you're adding strength and adding muscle, right? However, wanting to make sure you're not adding weight too fast, because getting hurt is a really quick way to not build strength and not build muscle. I know it's crazy.
It's like, yeah, okay, I got it. Makes sense. Okay, so that's great. So, you know, start with just learning some of the core movements you mentioned, and using your body weight, and then as that becomes easier and you're ready for the next step, add lightweight, increase the weight, pretty logical. It makes sense. But let's just keep moving here for the sake of I'm sure you could just talk about this and explain this in more detail forever. So we'll keep the train moving here. All right, moving on to the next step. Talk to us about when it's when is it impactful to do this, or how when are we supposed to do this stuff? This the resistance training.
So it kind of differs from person to person. In general, it's like we want to do our daily movement. That's our walking, or whatever that looks like for you. And then we want to be doing cardio, which is a little more intense than just walking. That's just getting your heart rate up. That's really beneficial for your heart and for just life, longevity, all of that, beautiful stuff. And then depending on your goals, really, or how quickly you want to try and gain or maintain strength, you can really work out anywhere from 2 to 5 times a week.
Okay, let me real quick say, okay, I see where you're going with that. And on the scale of someone who is just branching into this for the first time a little bit, and then, right, you can give a couple of caveats for someone who might be in a different place. But if I've been walking, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5 times a week, something like that, right? Not every day, but every other day or something, and I'm ready to start adding this, how much of this takes the place of stuff I'm already doing or needs to be in addition to the stuff I'm already doing?
So a little bit more. Daily activity needs to stay. This okay. can take part of one day's worth of daily activity to start anyway. The like ideal if you're living in a perfect world is you work out and you go for a walk. You still get, we talked about that 10,000 step or 7,000 step goal. That is hopefully happening along with your workout session.
And that is proper use of the mute button.
Yeah, I just had the biggest cough and y'all didn't even hear it. It was amazing. Where was I? I was talking about daily activity. So daily activity, the like walking 7,000 steps, the getting up and moving or doing your 5 minutes of stretching. Ideally, that's going along with your workout. When I say you should be doing strength training 2 to 5 days a week, that doesn't mean you should start with 2 to 5 days a week. You should start with whatever you can do. If it's 10 minutes of practicing push-ups and a squat or something like that, and you can only do that one day a week, great, start there. In order to actually see strength gains, measurable strength gains, you've got to be doing it at least twice a week. And ideally, you're getting to a point where you can do things that are somewhat difficult. If it's not difficult to do, then you're not putting enough stress on your body to build strength. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So it doesn't, I want to back up and ask one scenario.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that doesn't mean...
No, you go ahead.
This is the... where you thought we were talking about weightlifting. We're actually talking about... what it feels like to be interrupted. When I say difficult, that doesn't mean you have to go max effort where it's like you couldn't do one more. Mostly what I mean is if you do one and that's hard and so you stop, but you could do like 10 more, then you're not doing enough to build strength.
We're going to have to talk about that more in another episode to understand that a little better and flesh that out, because I have some questions, but for the sake of what is really
this,
go ahead.
No, you told us we could have a 3-hour-long episode and talk about all of this.
No, you misunderstood. I said, we'll have like a 3-minute section for this.
I was just getting started.
The three, right? I'm just kidding. I know you. It's just so hard to hold back sometimes when you're like, you're passionate about this, and it's great. It's also, and we're going to talk about
it's
it
like
more.
What I do. Yeah, it's what I do every day. So I'm like in this world all the time.
Right. So hearing you talk, I already have questions and things I want to ask, but I'm going to back up to something that's a little bit more in line with just like the first, how getting into weightlifting. You said daily activity needs to stay, but let me paint a picture and you tell me how you think I should, you know, handle this scenario. Say okay. that I have 40 minutes of exercise that I've protected, right? I get up 40 minutes before mm-hmm. my kids get up, and I have that 40 minutes. And I have, over the last couple months, I've been stretching for 5 or 10 minutes, then going for a walk during that 40 minutes, right? And then I come back home and I'm ready to go by the time the kids wake up, or whatever your situation may be.
Yep.
Now, if I'm going to add 2 days of strength training, say, you know, Mondays and Thursdays or something, I'm going to say, okay, these days are going to be for resistance training or strength training.
Mm-hmm.
But I still only have the same 40 minutes. So right. now, yes, of course, I want to work to adding more time throughout my day where I prioritize this. That would be optimal, but that's just not always realistic. So if I've got that same 40 minutes, do I cut out the walk? Do I go for a shorter walk? How would you handle that situation to get the most benefits of integrating some resistance training into your walking and stuff that you're already doing, but without changing major life things like my 40 minutes I've protected for this? That's kind of all I got right now, other than some extra walking to the grocery store kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would start with using that full 40 minutes to do stretch and strength training and not okay. worry about trying to keep that walk. As you as you go, you can start to, like you said, you can find other times in the day or do different things like that, or turn that walk into a jog as your warm up for those days. But there are times, especially as you're beginning, that it's okay to give yourself some breathing room, give yourself some grace and say, like, this is my activity for today. I'm not setting aside any more time for activity because I just don't have it in my schedule.
Okay. So I think what's important to hear in what you're saying is that when you say daily activity needs to stay the same, your 10,000 steps needs to stay the same, your 5 to 10 minutes of stretching needs to stay the same, it doesn't mean in order to add resistance training, you have to add more time to do this in the day. You can prioritize it in a way that you're still working it in without necessarily saying, okay, now I need an extra 30 minutes twice a week or an extra 30 minutes 3 times a week. It's okay Correct. To cut out a walk 1 or 2 days a week. You're still going to get the gains from those walks, and you're going to get additional gains that you weren't getting before by adding resistance training, even though you're cutting out a walk or two to start right. or what, you know, however many days that may be. So anyway, I just thought that was important here. It's something I feel like I would want to hear if I was trying to figure out how to transition from my walking 4 days a week that I've been doing for the last 3 months into taking some of that time away to do something else. So yeah, cut out a walk or 2 walks or 3 walks a week to do some resistance training. Don't stop walking. Just start working in new kinds of things and still protect that 40 minutes, because that's what's important. You are consistent. You have a habit. Keep that habit and that consistency. Just do new things. Do it to you know, get some new benefits that you weren't getting before. Okay, good. Now, are you okay if I move on to your next bullet?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. How to plan for resistance training. Or wait, I can't decide whether to say resistance training every time or weight training every time. So I just keep saying
resistance,
both.
Yeah. No, resistance training is like technically the right way to say it, because we're talking about push-ups too. Weight training takes weights. Resistance training includes, it's the umbrella. You're using the umbrella term. That's good.
Right. Bands. Okay. So I'm just going to try and say resistance training from now on. So mm-hmm. how do you plan to do it? What's the important things when you start making a plan?
It depends on your goals. When you're doing it, start off with wherever you're at. Like I said earlier, going through practicing those movements, getting good at those movements, it's okay to give yourself some time. Once you are feeling comfortable with that, then you can start looking into what's called a split. Split just means how you organize your exercises. So there's an upper body, which is from the waist up, and a lower body that you can split up during your workouts or during your week. There's the push that I talked about, and the pull is working the front of your body and the back of your body, and you can split those up. And so you can kind of go down. So think of yourself as like you could draw across your body. There's a front and a back, and there's an upper and a lower. And so you start figuring out how to separate those. So you don't have to do all of your body, full body, every time you work out. You don't have to do, you know, a full workout of just one part of your body. you can start to split it up and try to figure out ways that you enjoy, things that you like, and then match those with things that you don't like, right? If you like doing leg stuff, then find some leg exercises that you like. And then if you don't like doing arm stuff or upper body stuff, put those in close to the legs, the exercises that you want, right? So this is another one where I could just like go on for, I could do another 3-hour long podcast of this. But in general, it's like hitting those four quadrants of your body, doing it smartly with good technique, and then building up the weight as you go. If you are someone that's wanting to build strength for a specific reason quickly, my suggestion is go find a personal trainer or a friend that actually knows what they're doing. Don't go to your friend that kind of knows what they're doing, because that friend might get hurt in 2 weeks and you might also get hurt in 2 weeks because you're following along. Never mind. That's a different rabbit trail. But trying to do that, if you're in a situation where you're okay with taking some time and just watching YouTube videos or watching our Instagram posts or going through this as a slow process and learning how to do things the right way and then adding weights as you feel more comfortable, then it's something you probably can just do on your own. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to dive too deep in.
Yeah, we'll
save our deep dive or going
deep. I think this is good. So if I have 2 days, okay, let's say, like I said, I'm taking out Mondays and Thursdays for my walk instead of doing strength training, would it be a good idea to do like legs or lower body one day and upper body another day? Would that be like a good place to start?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and where would I find, like, how do I figure out like some good exercises to do? Like, what's just one or two tips you can say to like where, like how to make sure you find good ones?
Use those terms, push, pull, hinge, squat, starting there. And then, you know, there's all kinds of layers you can add on top of that. Once you get good at those core movements, then it's easier to add on all of those layers. So I would say start there, work on those four movements, get really good at those, and you can learn different exercises that do those. And then you start getting into single leg and single arm exercises. And then you start moving sideways. And then you start moving overhead. And then you, like, so there are layers that get added onto all of that. But start small. Start with those core four. Work on those. And then just, like, branch out from those as you figure out what you like, what you want to do.
So make your plan on, you know, okay, figure out how much time you're going to invest in this to start. Minimum of 2 days once you decide to do this is kind of a good baseline. Like you said, like if you do it twice a week, you're going to start to see some gains. Less than that, it's kind of just more practice. You're not really that. And so trying to do, if you decide to do it two days a week and split it however you want. If you want to do chest one day and back one day, that's fine. You want to do upper body one day, lower body one day, that's fine. Whatever it is, like you're saying, I like your tip about pairing exercises you find enjoyable with ones you find less enjoyable, so you can, like, you're not just doing a crappy workout one day that you just suck the whole time. Like, you know, you're not going to enjoy every exercise you do, but pair them with some good ones so it's not just a crappy workout. That was a good tip. I like that. And I think this is great. This is kind of a good introductory to getting into some weightlifting, and we're going to talk about it more. We'll talk more in depth about, like, designing your workout plan so you're kind of optimizing it, or at least like understanding how to reach different targets in different ways. And I'm sure you can't wait to talk about that. I can't wait to hear you talk about that. So we'll do some more of that. But this was good. This is good. Any other thoughts you want to throw in before we put a button on it for the day?
Yeah. On our blog, I'll have up a like pretty basic template. It's a little much to try and go over, you know, verbally today. But it'll be on the blog, and again we'll go over it in more detail as we go. But this will at least get you started. So listen to this, go read the blog, you know, take some of those cues from that, and then yeah, go try it out. Just like everything else, the big key is just starting, right? So just get moving.
Good.
just go, you know, just start somewhere, whatever that looks like, whether it's 5 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever, just start.
Yep, exactly. I can co-sign on that. Okay. You ready to bust a myth?
Yeah, I love it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Myth.
All right, busters. Today's myth. Yeah. An explosion is perfect. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
That came from my mouth. I just did that. I know, really? It sounded like a real explosion. No, I just did that with my mouth, yeah.
I don't know, it was just sound effects. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a sound effect. Sound effect from these lips.
That's true. That's true. But it wasn't it wasn't pulled from an actual, like, yeah, anyway, you get it. So, all right, here's today's myth. Today's myth is that weight gain equals fat gain. So, quick answer, is fat gain and weight gain synonymous?
No, that's a myth. It's false.
Yeah, it's a myth. So,
yeah, it's a myth.
We can debunk this pretty easily. All right. So,
oh wait, no, we haven't busted it yet.
Can you gain weight without getting fatter? Without gaining fat?
Yeah. So, okay.
How do you do that?
Just think quick. All right. Here's a test for you to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. We all agree that
You're testing me here?
Yeah. We all agree that water. Listeners? No, I'm giving them a test they can do to test out this.
Okay.
Theory.
You're testing the listeners. Got it. Yeah. I was making sure you weren't testing me specifically.
No, you should know this by now. Do you know it? Do you know the answer?
No, yeah. I know the answer, yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't know what you're going to ask yet, but yeah, I know the answer.
You already know the answer. So we can all agree that water is zero calories, right? We've already talked about weight gain, actually, like fat loss and fat gain is based around the equation of calories in and calories out, right? So do this. Go stand on the scale.
Drink a pound of water.
Wait. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Before you do that, go stand on the scale. Then go drink a cup of water. Get back on the scale. If you drink an 8-ounce cup of water, then you will be a half a pound heavier. Isn't that crazy?
But you didn't gain fat. Yeah, that's not fat.
But it's zero calories, right? So you just gained weight, mm-hmm. right?
But
you didn't gain any fat. Yeah. So that's the knock on weighing in every single day and just using what you weigh that day. I am a big fan of, you know, if you're trying to gain weight or lose weight, I'm a big fan of, I like weighing in every day. If emotionally you can handle the ups and the downs, because it gives you a lot of data that you can look at as the weeks go and as the months go, and you can see it as a graph. Is it trending up or down? If it's not trending the direction you want, then you know you need to make changes. If you...
Right, so the key... Go ahead. I'm going to throw this in real quick here. If you're going to weigh in every day and go with your theory, it's important to write it down. So that you can 100%. Gather this data. You're not going to write it down and keep track of it, then it's not
worth it. Don't do it. Yeah. Yeah. If you're weighing in every day, I'll just like tack onto that. If you're weighing in every day, there's great apps that you can use that'll give you a graph. Mm-hmm. Do it at the same time every day and do it like, you know, either before or after you go to the bathroom in the morning is generally the best time to do it. But do it the same time, do it the same way, like make it a habit where you're doing that. Doing that for a long period of time will give you good. If you don't want to do that, then don't weigh yourself every day. If you weigh yourself
If you're not going to write it down and keep track of it, then
yeah. If you weigh in at 6 a.m. in the morning one day, and then the next day you weigh in at 5 p.m., and then the next day you weigh in at 2, like you're not getting consistent tracking of what you're actually weighing. Because of what we just talked about, right?
I'll fine point that even a hair further. Even if you weigh in the same time every day, but don't write it down, mm-hmm. it's still not going to be beneficial over the course of a whole month, right? Even if you do it the right way, you have to keep track of it. Otherwise, there's no point weighing every day. Then just check in weekly or whatever.
Yeah,
that's you can say if you co-sign on that, but I'm just pointing out the fact that like the whole point, the whole thing you gain from doing this regularly is to gain data, and the only way you gain data is by writing it down. If you're just going to keep it all in your brain, then you're way smarter than me, because I cannot remember what I weighed 2 days ago. There's no way I'm going to remember what I weighed every day at the end of a month unless I wrote it down. It's just, it's a small thing, but it's important if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, or use an app, like you said.
Now, when we start getting into fat loss and fat gain, that doesn't happen overnight, right? It's your body going through a system of storing or using fat. Your body uses fat as an energy source. That's the burning of fat, right? Me right now talking, I'm using fat. I'm burning fat, right? When people talk about like, oh, what's your favorite fat burning exercises? Or like 5 ways to burn fat. Like I'm literally burning fat right now. I'm doing it. Like go, Brandon. I'm burning some fat, you know? The equation, again, going back to calories in, calories out, if my equation is I have more calories going in and I'm not doing enough activity for those calories in to be going to muscle building, then those calories turn into fat stores. There's nothing wrong with fat stores. Your body actually needs fat stores, right? But
yeah, stay tuned for the fat episode. I'm planning a big one.
But if you are doing that too much and for too long, and again, we talked about consistently for a long period of time, then that's when you start to, your fat stores turn into too much fat or unhealthy versions of fat, right? That your body doesn't need, your body just uses as storage.
Right.
So that's a much longer process than weight gain. Weight gain is a tool. The weight gain, weight loss is a tool. A scale is a tool that you can use to help you measure that. But you have to look at it over an extended period of time. You can't look at it on a day-to-day basis and judge it off of that day-to-day number.
All right, so bottom line, yeah, all makes perfect sense. I'm just going to sum it up. Bottom line is weight gain does not mean you had fat gain, right? Could over time mean you have fat gain. Doesn't mean you have fat gain when you weigh day to day. And the reason that matters is so that you understand when the weight on the scale fluctuates, that you need to, you know, go with the flow a little bit, and you need to ride out the trends a little bit longer term to understand how you're meeting your goals. That's why it makes a difference to know that not every time the weight goes up are you adding fat. Sometimes you're adding water, you know, sodium adds or salt and stuff like that. Your body holds water weight. There's all sorts of stuff, like you're saying, all of it makes sense, like, and how that system works. But the bottom line, the reason why it's important to know this is so that you can give yourself some grace to go through the ups and downs that are normal to still reach your goals.
Yep. 100%. Good. That's it. Busted.
Yep. Busted. Great work. Yeah. Great work today. I really learned a lot.
Thanks, Phil.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right, everyone. If you want to find us or ask Brandon some more questions about weight training, maybe you're like, hey, I'm ready for more. The intro just whetted my appetite and I want some more. Yeah, just send him a message. Send me a message. I'll forward it to him if you need me to. No, I'm just kidding. I can answer your questions too. But yeah, send us some messages. We'll talk to you guys about it, and we're going to bring you some more weightlifting and weight training deets over the next, I don't know, couple months, you know, over the course of time. And we can't wait to talk to you guys about it more. So you can find us in the show notes. That's where our handles are. That's where the links to the blog will be for this episode, all in the show notes for this episode. And when you find us on Instagram, you can ask us questions. Where there's a Facebook group, we want you to join in there. The Facebook group is awesome because not only can you reach out to us directly, but you can start to be part of a bigger community that is all focused on getting healthier, living a healthier lifestyle without treating it like it has to be everything or has to be complicated. Hopefully you enjoy it. It really does kind of become an addiction for you, exercising over time. But when you're getting into it, first of all, that's just not realistic. And second of all, even once you get into it, it doesn't have to consume everything you do. It can just be a prioritized habit in your life. And that is enough to make your life very different and, you know, benefit you a lot. So the Facebook group allows you to do that with a lot of other people other than just ask questions to Brandon and I like you can on Instagram, but that's great too. So do it all. Any other thoughts? Closing notes?
I don't think so. No.
Great.
Thanks for being here.
All right, well, everyone, yep, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. You know, this show doesn't exist without you guys. Well, it could exist, but it wouldn't be worth existing, not without you guys.
If a podcast falls down in a woods and no one is there to hear it, does it exist?
No.
So see, it wouldn't exist without y'all.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, everyone, we'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
All right, bye.